From two beautifully scenic and historic locations, the Hudson Valley, New York, and Willow, Alaska, this is The Side Vibe, brought to you by Dog Works Radio. Your hosts are author, journalist, and photographer, the Five Sides mom, Dorothy Wills Raftery, and Dog Works Radio executive producer, canine behaviorist, trainer, and lead musher of Team Aneke, Robert Forto. The Side Vibe is all about the magnificent breed of the Siberian Husky. From training to grooming, and for those who show and breed, from parenting to playing and rescuing huskies in need, whether mushing over snow-covered trails or lounging on tropical shores, even for Hollywood sibes on the big silver screen and so very much more. If it's about a Siberian Husky, we'll chat about it here.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, hosting from the Dog Works Radio Network in Willow, Alaska. And on the line, we have the host of the Sci-Fi, Dorothy Wills Raftery. Dorothy, how's it going?
It's going well, Robert. As everyone knows, I had about a five-week bout with pneumonia, and Five Sides Mom is feeling better, and I really appreciate everyone's wonderful notes and emails and comments. Wolf had his CCL surgery, so he was my getting well buddy. but things are doing good here. How about by you?
Everything is well. You sound good and ready to rock and roll here on the show. I was a little bit worried when we were talking mid-month and you said, I am not over the hump yet.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you sound good now and we're rocking and rolling.
Yeah, I really am. At the tail end of it, they do tell me, I can start getting back into my life, as I like to say. It is a very long affliction. I've never had it before, but they said it could take a couple more weeks, for any of the residual, like coughing and that. But as soon as they said I could start getting back, I started getting back.
very nice.
Robert,
well.
I do want to just sidetrack for one little second, about that and just say that, I know that areas of California were hit with an earthquake this morning and they've experienced a lot of devastation. And I just really want to, I want to send out, our thoughts and prayers to the folks out there and hope that them and their families, and their pets are safe. And I am going to be posting, different information for lost and found pets over on the Five Sides page. But I did really want to send our thoughts and prayers out to them.
Of course. Well, thank you for doing that.
Now, before we get into today's show, you have a little bit of information to talk about too, right, about coming up with the radio station?
Yes. Starting Wednesday afternoon, Alaska time, we're going to launch our 24-hour dog radio network. Looking forward to it. You're going to be included there. I believe your day is going to be Sundays, and what that means is Sunday from 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m., you will hear the Side Vibe in all of its glory. It will be sort of a random play. Think of it like an iPod shuffle. You never know what you're going to hear. I believe you have, 24, this is the 25th episode, or is this the 24th episode today?
There were a couple months where we actually did two, so we might even have a few more than that, but we definitely minimum's 24 today. That's exciting,
awesome.
Robert.
Yes, we're looking forward to it. It's taken us, almost a year to make sure that the Internet was up to speed. It takes quite a bit of bandwidth to host a show for 24 hours. Think about running Netflix on your TV all day 24/7, so it's going to be a little bit difficult to manage here at the home studio, so to speak, but it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to developing our app for both iPhone and Android, so you can listen to us anytime you want.
I think that's exciting. I'm thrilled to be part of it. Congratulations. That's a huge milestone for the Dog Works Radio family, and I'm thrilled to be part of it. And as you mentioned about it being our 24th episode today, it is a very special day and show, as this is our second anniversary of the Side Vibe. And, Robert, can you believe it's been 2 years this month that we actually debuted the show?
That is awesome. I remember those first few shows and how nervous everybody was, and And now you sound like you've been doing this for your whole career.
You know, I really love it. I mean, I still get the butterflies. Probably not as bad as, excuse me, as you can hear my voice. Hopefully it won't give out. But those early days, it was definitely very, very nervous. But, you know, it actually gives such a great chance to talk to a lot of different people that we network online and through the social media. And I just think it's a great forum to bring, you know, the topics that we talk about, you know, and we do talk about, of course, Siberian Husky, as well as, you know, a lot of different types of, you know, canine issues, such as today's issue that we'll be, you know, today's event that we'll be talking about. And, you know, we just had so many wonderful guests and great shows, and I'm looking forward to many, many more years to come. And, Robert, you know, just I want to thank you for, you know, being my co-host and producer of this, you know, of the show. It's been a lot of fun, and I think we've talked to some really great people with a lot of interesting stuff. And, you know, we're all about helping to promote that Siberian Husky breed and canines as a whole.
Well, you are more than welcome, and thank you very much for being a part of us. I really enjoy working with you, and I thoroughly enjoy your guests. You've had some awesome guests on in the last 2 years, and I'm looking forward to many more to come. So who is coming up today? Looking forward to this for sure.
Yes, well, today we're going to be talking with Marta Bennett of Vancouver, British Columbia, and Marta is a small animal massage and Reiki practitioner, and she is also the founder and owner of All Paws Massage, which is, again, in British Columbia. And it's interesting because National Holistic Pet Day is August 30th, a little tidbit. So it's perfect that we should be talking to her today so that we can talk about, you know, holistic care such as animal massage and Reiki. Marta says she first learned about the benefits of massage and energy work while searching for holistic approaches to manage her dog's epilepsy. Marta's EpiDog is a Siberian Husky named Rocco, and his improvement through this type of treatment inspired Marta to train at the Northwest School of Animal Massage and then open up her own practice to help other pet parents. And just a little about Rocco, he's a 5.5-year-old Siberian Husky who Marta says is a very sweet and happy-go-lucky boy, and he loves going on adventures, as we know Huskies do. He came to her at 11 months with a number of health problems, she said, and at 3 years old he was diagnosed with idiopathic epilepsy, but she notes the diagnosis did not dampen his love of life, and through careful management and holistic approaches, they were able to get the seizures under control. She's happy to report that it has been 6 months and counting since his last seizure, and as you know, anyone with an epi dog knows that every couple hours, every day, every week, every month that you turn over is a huge milestone when you have an epileptic dog. Rocco loves life. His favorite activities, she says, swimming, hiking, and road trips. And he's also one of the feature stars in my upcoming book on canine epilepsy titled Epic Dog Tales, Heartfelt Stories About Amazing Dogs Living and Loving Life with Canine Epilepsy. And that'll be coming out a little later this year through Arctic House Publishing. So also, I just want to mention before we jump in and start talking to Marta, as part of our Side Vibe special second anniversary show, I love saying that, in conjunction with the Holistic Pet Day, we're going to be featuring a special Get Your Dog Healthy with Natural Treats giveaway, and that's sponsored by House Wolf Natural Dog Treats located in Vermont. And you can check out their online store and the history of their naturally Vermont-baked treats by visiting their website at www.housewolf, and that's H-O-U-S-E-W-O-O-F, dogbiscuits.com. They recently had a name change from House Wolf to House Woof. And three lucky listeners will each receive one bag of either their Vermont Apple Crisp Sticks, Pointed Butters, or Gibby Snacks, formulated for the canine epileptic, that's the Gibby Snacks, and named after, as everyone knows, my very own Epi Husky Gibson of the Five Sibes. And as an added treat, I'll be including a Purple Live Give Strong Canine Epilepsy Awareness bracelet to each prize winner. To be eligible to enter the giveaway, if folks can visit my blog post today, which will be after 1 o'clock at 55.blogspot.com, and you can just follow the raffle copter directions to enter the random giveaway. And that's going to actually end on 12 a.m. on August 26th. And one of the questions that we're going to ask that needs to be answered, we will be answering somewhere here during this hour, so people have to listen in carefully. And they can comment either on the blog or over on the Five Side Siberian Husky Canine News and Reviews Facebook page under the pinned post, but they do have to answer the question. So that'll be a lot of fun. And without further delay, I'd like to say hello and welcome to Marta.
Hi, Dorothy. Hi, Robert. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You know, in the opening, I talked about how your dog, your husky, Rocco, who's a beautiful Siberian husky, has canine epilepsy, and, you know, how you sought out massage as one of his treatments. Now, can you take us back to the beginning and tell us first about when Rocco was diagnosed and why and how you chose massage as a treatment?
Yes, well, he was first diagnosed when he was about 3 years old. And at that time, he would have seizures approximately once a month. So together with our vet, we decided that unless they become more frequent, we're going to try and avoid the use of pharmaceuticals. But I just didn't feel like I wanted to sit and wait to see what happens. I wanted to do something. So I spent a lot of time researching, trying to see what other people have done for their epileptic dogs, and massage came up. So at that point, it was just something for me to try and see how it works.
Now, how at first did he respond to the treatments? And, you know, how soon do you, I'm assuming you saw benefits, of course, because of, you know, the topic of conversation. So, you know, how soon did you see benefits from it?
Well, it was actually immediate, especially after his seizures. So I started using it right after his seizures, and obviously, as you know, it's such a traumatic event for the body and for the muscles that can result in many misalignments and tense and painful muscles. So that really helped to loosen up his body and make him feel better. But it's also a great tool to keep him calm and present in his own body, so when he recovers from the seizure, he's not panicky, he's not scared. But after that, I also started using it on a more frequent basis, where I would have sessions just to, as a maintenance routine, to help him relax, to help tap into his parasympathetic nervous system that's responsible for all the relaxation processes in the body. So that way, it just became a really fantastic maintenance approach.
That is so important, too, because as, you know, a lot of epileptic parents know, stress can be a trigger as well for the dogs. I know certainly with Gibson in the past, when he was first diagnosed, one of the things was was stress. So I would imagine that doing these maintenance treatments would be extremely beneficial to the dog. And, you know, too, there's got to be something, too, between as you're doing it. You know, that connection must be very strong and very relaxing as well, I would think.
Yes, for both of us. It is definitely, and it's an amazing bonding experience, too.
Now, is Rocco on any medications or treatments in addition to the massage?
Yes, he's. We started him out a few years ago on homeopathic medicine. So at this point, it's as needed. He also had chiropractic adjustments, and he's taking supplements, zinc, which obviously huskies can be quite deficient in zinc, and milk thistle to help his liver process toxins because, again, toxins can be a trigger. And I also changed his feeding schedule to 4 times a day to make sure that his sugar levels remain stable. And it seems that all this combined has really made a huge impact.
Right. Now, that's really great because I, you know, you talk about the sugar levels, and I know that's really, like, hypoglycemia can be a real issue with these dogs. I speak from Gibson and from a few other people that I talk about, so I think it's important too that you talk about the combination of things, because I think that's what a lot of us do. I think it's not just one particular thing, it's a combination, but one more thing you add, you see more benefits from that as well. And I just think massage and relaxing the dog and, feeding them intermittently throughout the day really is just such a key point. How exactly did Rocco inspire you to pursue your career as a practitioner?
Well, as I worked with him, I saw how much he enjoyed our sessions, and I could also see how much he benefited from them. So it really encouraged me to learn more, to try and research massage further. And, by the time I knew it, I was already enrolled in a massage program. So he really pushed me to just seek out more and more.
Now, I'm such a big proponent of incorporating holistic and homeopathic treatments with the care of my own sibes. And with Gibson, as many listeners know, who is, of course, an epi dog, he was diagnosed 5 years ago when he was just three. It was about a week after his third birthday. And he too, has idiopathic epilepsy. And for listeners who may not be familiar, idiopathic epilepsy basically means that they don't have a specific cause. They've gone through the test to find out that it's not a underlying health-related issue. Or, maybe possibly a brain tumor, and that they cannot pinpoint an actual cause. So many things, and there are many things that can trigger seizures and epilepsy. he's also been my inspiration behind the Live Gibstrong Canine Epilepsy Awareness Campaign that, we like to help get the word out that dogs with epilepsy, such as Gibson and Rocco, can and do live full, happy lives. And Gibson is on anti-seizure and thyroid medications, because at the time he had gone into, cluster seizures. But I incorporate natural supplements and, not professional massage. I just kind of massage his legs and just like his back to kind of keep him relaxed. And we use a lot of cold laser treatments to help him fight off, for him, its side effects of the medication, as well as help to strengthen his immune system. And Marta, can you tell our listeners who may be considering massage for their dog all the various benefits it can have, both physical and emotional?
Yes, absolutely. So, massage can be as a maintenance and preventative tool, and for younger animals, it will relieve muscular tension, it will decrease fatigue and soreness, and it is a huge part of injury prevention. So you want to make sure that they're moving in their optimal way, that there's no compensation, there's no pulls and other things that would lead up to an injury. But it also assists in flushing out toxins from the body. It facilitates intake of nutrients. And for a lot of dogs, this is important, it improves breeding patterns. So when you have dogs with short snouts, they already, have problems breathing. So by loosening up the chest, loosening up the intercostals, you can actually help them take deeper breaths. But
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, and I was also going to say that also, one of those not necessarily not something that it's side effects almost. It does improve the condition of the skin and coat, because as you're massaging, you're obviously improving the blood flow to the superficial layers of the skin. And you can see really after a few sessions how the coat just becomes shiny and really soft.
Wow, that's a great side benefit for a treatment. Too many times, when you're worried about side effects, so there is a very positive one. You talk about how it helps prevent injury, and you just kind of tripped to my mind. I've definitely talked about a couple of my huskies. One, Wolf is recuperating from CCL surgery, and Gibson, who has a weak hind end, which is due to a lot of his different medications, that's how it has affected him. Can you talk a little like how maybe massage prior to these things could maybe, because, you know, and also, too, if dogs are sedentary. I know people say huskies are, you know, very active, and I have a bunch of, I have one that is very, very active, and I think she wants to run the Iditarod, so watch out, Robert. Mm-hmm. She may be coming up your way. But
yes.
The other four are a bit of couch potatoes, and I know that there are a lot of readers I have who have the same. So, you know, I wonder sometimes if because these dogs have become so acclimated to our lifestyle, you know, like hanging out on the couch and, you know, just kind of like chilling outside, you know, I wonder if would massage benefit them because they're not as active as they could be, or, you know, people who maybe live in apartments and can't get out to exercise their dog. Is there, you know, I'm seeing that there could be a benefit to having this as well. I mean, what are your thoughts on that, Marta?
Absolutely, and there could be two approaches to that. So on one hand, we have the weekend warriors, which, you know, you have your sedentary dogs the whole week. They're not really doing much, and all of a sudden the family decides, well, let's go on this huge hike. Well, of course, as someone who's not really conditioned to hike for 3 hours, they will be sore, and, you know, there will be a lot of pain afterwards. So having a massage session will help to get the toxins out of the muscles to actually loosen things up. But on the other hand, also massage is a manual way of moving muscles. So when you have an inactive dog, be it it's on kennel rest or it's older or it's just a lazy dog, you can really help with stimulating the muscles by way of massage.
Well, yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, it makes such practical sense, because if you apply it to ourselves as humans, it's the same philosophy that you would apply to your dog.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, how long is a massage, a professional massage session, say, if someone came to you or, you know, and is the dog's parent, are they present during the massage, or how does can you take us through a massage session with you?
Absolutely. So it all depends on what the guardian is looking for. So it depends if this is a rehab case, which it can be a bit more complicated, and the vet sends instructions what they would like me to achieve during a session, or if this is a more of a relaxation session. So it can be anywhere between 30 minutes or in a full hour. And also it will depend if this is a larger dog or a smaller dog, or even how comfortable a dog is with massage, because very often on a first session, they're just not sure. And the owners do like to be present because they like to see what I'm doing and they like to ask questions. But I also work out of a daycare where I go once a week, and obviously the owners aren't there. And sometimes I am given keys to go in and help out a dog who might be on kennel rest while the owners are at work.
Now, how responsive are the dogs to the treatments? I know you said sometimes, you know, they're a little uncertain at first, but, you know, I was wondering, like, someone who may be considering getting massage, but they're just not really sure, you know, when it's first introduced, like, what could they expect or should expect?
Well, the first session is always very interesting because all dogs react differently. So, you know, you will have a dog that will fall asleep within seconds, but then there are dogs that kind of have to think about it and take short breaks, because after all, this is a very different quality of touch. Not only am I touching them with intention, but I am touching areas that normally, you know, their owner will just not really think to touch. So it's very new. There are very new sensations in their body. Sometimes it can be muscles letting go or tingling or anything else. So you just never know how they're going to react to that, and sometimes it's a bit confusing for them. But because there's an immediate sense of relief, it's usually by the second session, the dog will just go to their bed or whatever area we choose for the massage, and they lay down and say, yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready. Come over. I'm ready.
Absolutely.
Now, how often do you suggest that a dog receive treatment? And I know you've talked about maintenance treatment, so maybe you can kind of break it into two parts and just say, you know, how often would you recommend a dog to get it initially? And then can we talk a little bit about what entails in the maintenance part of that?
So I usually recommend doing at least 3 sessions on a weekly basis so that the first session is really an introductory session where I try to see the comfort level of the dog and just gain trust and build a relationship. And then to see, develop a maintenance program. And then after that, depending on what we find, usually for younger dogs, once a month is a really good place to start. And
okay.
It's similar to what is recommended for people, usually every 4 to 6 weeks, just to keep on top of all the tension and making sure that we do release things and things don't build up over time.
Now, are there techniques that after you leave that you recommend that the you know, the dog's parent or guardian continues to do at home in between to help the dog? Or
Absolutely.
Are they good to – oh, there is. Okay. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, it's usually, again, depending. Very often with rehab cases where I would recommend a more consistent schedule even once a week, but if the parent is able to help in between and do homework, that is wonderful because every little bit helps. So there are techniques. There are very gentle either stretches or different movements that I recommend for them to do in between the sessions, so that way we can have much more progress.
Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about the different things that massage can help a dog with. I know we touched briefly on that. And I have, you know, a friend who has a senior Siberian Husky. She's 15. And, you know, she has arthritis and she has some weakness in the, you know, in the hip area. But she also has recently been diagnosed with, like, an irritable bowel type syndrome. And I have a dog myself who is experiencing the same type of thing. And, you know, you try different diet, you try adding different kinds of supplements and oils and things. And I'm curious as to the possible benefits of massage for something that would have to do with, like, an irritable bowel type of issue.
Well, I guess that would really depend on the triggers and the causes. So one of the main things that I would look for is to balance out the whole system and make sure that the nutrients that are going in are actually being used optimally, so that making sure that anything that is put into the body actually, because with irritable bowels, very often the food just goes right through them, and
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of nutrients that just don't reach the cellular level. And you also want to make sure that in the same way the toxins are coming out. But stress is a huge part of it, too.
It is. Right. I'm just going to jump in here because I know with our Harley, she's a high-stress husky. And just the simplest thing, new people coming over, she gets extremely excited. You know, she can be moody. And I have noticed for her, stress is a huge contributor. So I'd be very interested to hear, you know, about this. And I agree. I think stress is such a trigger for so many ailments, including IBS.
And very often it is also a matter of dogs not knowing how to relax. So it's not that they don't want to, but they just don't know how to. And massage actually really teaches them to relax and puts them in that state. And I very often tell my clients that when you use a certain to be very consistent what we use during the massage. So use the same blanket or the same bed, or sometimes even have a little stuffy with us. And then when I'm not there, they can bring out that same bed or they can bring out the stuffy, and it will actually, through association, will help the dog to themselves get into that state of relaxation.
Okay.
So that's one tool that very often I use with anxious dogs.
Now, I just want to say for those of you who are tuning in, this is the Side Vibe on Dog Works Radio. We're highlighting National Holistic Pet Day, which is August 30th, by chatting with small animal massage and Reiki practitioner Marta Bennett, who also owns the All Paws Massage in Vancouver, British Columbia. She's also the mom to Epi Husky Rocco, who she treats with massage. And you can follow Marta's community page of the same name, All Paws Massage, on Facebook, and also check out her website, and that would be at www.allpaws, that's P-A-W-S, massage.ca. I will also be sharing her info on my Five Sides blog at fivesides.blogspot.com, on our Five Sides Siberian Husky Canine News and Reviews Facebook page, and on dogworksradio.com under the Five Sides Show tab. And, okay, so to enter our second anniversary, Get Your Dog Healthy with Natural Treats giveaway, sponsored by the House Wolf National Dog Natural Dog Treats, located in Vermont, tell us who Rocco is and why or how did he inspire our guest, Marta Bennett, to pursue her current profession. So again, we would like you to tell us who Rocco is and why or how he inspired Marta Bennett, our guest, to pursue her current profession. So hop on over to our Five Sides blog. Again, that's fivesides.blogspot.com, and look for today's post, August 24th, and leave your comment there. Or you can leave a comment answering the question on our Five Sides Siberian Husky Canine News and Reviews public community page under the pinned post about today being our second anniversary. We have a few posts, so be sure to comment on the one that's pinned, or we may not see it. On the blog is the raffle copter, so you'll need to just do a few other things as well, such as follow our page and Dog Works Radio, House Wolf, and All Paws Massage. And if you already follow us or any of our partners for this show, you just have to click that you already do. And you have until 12 a.m. on August 26th to enter. And remember, you must answer the question, who is Rocco, and why or how did he inspire our guest, Marta Bennett, to pursue her current profession, in order to be qualified. So good luck. Marta, I want to talk a little bit about the ancient Japanese form of healing called Reiki. I've always been intrigued by it, and I understand it's supposed to help with pain and discomfort. And I just wondered if you can kind of talk to us a bit about maybe what Reiki is and how do these types of treatments work?
Yes, absolutely. So Reiki is an ancient form of Japanese gentle and very non-invasive energy healing, and the word Reiki itself means spiritual healing, loosely translated, and it's based on the premise that there is a universal life energy present all around us, in us, and this healing energy is channeled through the practitioner's hands to support the self-healing process of every being. And it is really, we're not called healers. We don't do the healing. We support the person's or animal's self-healing. And their self-healing might be blocked for a variety of reasons. And this is something that removes the blockages and helps them tune into their own healing powers.
Now, I've heard that Reiki treatments can be formed not just in person, but also long distance via phone. And it has to do with, like you said, healing energies from the universe. And I wanted to just talk a little bit about, is that true, and how does that work?
Yes, that is true. And energy knows no boundaries, time or distance. So the most important aspect of Reiki is the intention and the openness of the recipient. So I usually use a photo of the animal, and through my intention and visualization, I send the energy to wherever they might be. And then, of course, I ask the guardian to make sure that at the time that we set that they are kind of relaxed on their bed so they can actually see how the session is progressing. And very often they will afterwards comment that they either relaxed right away, fell asleep, and you can actually really observe the changes.
Now, so a person can phone you, any of our listeners, and they could arrange to do a treatment of such if they were interested, and they would have to supply you with the photo, and then you would take it from there to talk to them and tell them what they need to do and so on and so forth?
Absolutely.
Now, I've also heard from a friend and a fellow canine parent that one of their dogs is currently receiving Reiki treatments for food aggression and body posture issues, and they've seen positive effects. And so I found that to be wonderful. So I just thought, maybe how is it that Reiki can help with these types of issues as well, as well as pain or discomfort, and what else can it be used to treat?
Well, Reiki balances not only the body, but also the mind, spirit, and emotions. And as such, it is a very effective tool in treating many behavioral problems, which are very often caused by problems on the emotional level. So it is a great tool to help with anxiety, to achieve deep relaxation, and as such, it leads to a more stable temperament. And as I'm sure many people know, body posture issues, if not caused by a physical problem, they are very often a symptom of emotional problems. And we often see this in people who are hunched over, who walk in a certain way to kind of protect their abdominal area. And this can be caused by fear, insecurity, anxiety. And very often I see this in animals where certain postures are the result of emotional problems. I like to call them protective postures.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about a dog, and this has just actually triggered this, and what about a dog that maybe has anxieties, say, for crate, or sometimes when people go to work, they get anxious for a while, for a period of time before they settle down. Have you used Reiki for these type of anxieties as well?
I have. And with the beauty of Reiki is that the energy goes where it's needed. So in reality, I never sit there and I never say, well, I am going to work on this specific problem. It is more about opening a meditative space that allows for the energy to flow freely and really reach where it's most needed. And very often it will help with these cases, but there's also situations where there can be other issues, health-related or other problems that need to be looked at before using Reiki.
So it would be good for, of course, a dog to go do their normal veterinarian checkup,
absolutely,
make sure that they are physically, that they physically have a clean bill of health from their vet, or if the vet even targets a specific, non-physical cause would probably be a better right way of saying, or a health issue, I should say, that then they can go on and explore this, and maybe even use in conjunction with.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that Reiki is best used in conjunction with any more traditional methods. It's a great tool to support healing, to support any efforts, and be it through your trainer, be it through your vet. It is just another tool to help things along.
Now, with dogs who are on medications and they have massage and Reiki treatments, is there anything that people need to look out for? And I don't necessarily mean that in a negative way, but just some, things to be aware of, like would the dog become more lethargic or sleepy afterwards, or should they rest a bit, or can they just resume their normal activities, of course, per their veterinarian's health okay?
Yeah, with any dog or cat that is on any form of medication, I always either ask the guardian or myself, call the vet, to get a go-ahead for the session, just in case there's any contradictions. Now, if the animal is cleared, I always make sure to have a full list of medications so that I can be mindful of such things as, you know, them being more prone to bruising or having a higher pain threshold or, you know, irritability, whatever the side effect of a medication might be. And then, you know, with Reiki being so gentle and non-invasive, it's really not a problem and not a concern. It doesn't pose any inherent risks. But after a massage, be it a rehab case or being a healthy animal, usually you will notice that they will drink more, which, of course, they will need to go out and empty more often, and they will be definitely much more relaxed and sleepy. So they will sleep more than usual, very likely.
And I would imagine if someone's doing a Reiki treatment, and I'm just, maybe you can just set the home environment a little bit. I mean, you know, obviously it's between you and the dog, but the environment should be calm. I mean, the guardian shouldn't be, like, playing their stereo or having company around. I mean, they should actually get into a calm place as well. Would that be true?
Yes, absolutely. So I do ask that there's no distractions. So even the time we choose, it shouldn't be a time where the dog normally gets fed or would normally go out for a walk because, well, that's what they would be expecting to happen. So usually I would ask that we schedule a time when the dog would normally sleep or it's their downtime. And often I would request that they turn off the phone and turn off the TV so we have a calm and quiet environment to work.
Okay, right. That makes sense. Now, you know, today we all know there is such a huge interest in holistic approaches to not only human health but the health of our pets. And I find that we feed them healthier, give them a more healthier lifestyle via diet, nutrition, whole health supplements, such as also whole health treatments such as massage, Reiki, cold laser therapy, water treadmill therapy. It not only helps to strengthen their limbs and body, but as we said a little earlier, also their emotional and mental state. And with Gibson, you know, as I've talked about on air and through my social media, last Christmas Eve, he fell on a patch of ice hidden by newly fallen snow while playing with his younger sister, the Iditarod wannabe. He actually slipped, and he has battled weak hind end issues for years, and that's been a result of his epi medications, you know, which I treat with, you know, I try to keep him calm and, you know, we'll give him cold laser treatments and supplements for whole body health. And the December 4 before, he had torn his right CCL, which in agreement with our vet, we elected to try and heal via conservative care treatment, or also known as conservative care management, as opposed to surgery to avoid any breakthrough seizures. And I'm only speaking for Gibson's case and you know, our choices. We used a combination of a stability leg brace for a portion of the time. It stayed on for 5 weeks till Gibson chewed it off, but it was a wonderful tool. And then we followed up with cold laser therapy. And then he had the fall this past December and not only tore his left CCL, but he also hurt his already weakened hind end, you know, that we do maintenance laser treatments on. And he immediately went lame. He was in pain. He was crying. He couldn't move. And he knew it, too, his whole demeanor and personality. And this is a very laid-back dog. He is such a good boy. He's a really happy, lovable dog. But not only was he crying, he couldn't move. You know, he's a 95-pound husky because he's a big woolly boy. So we had to get him up. We had a ramp made, and we brought him up the ramp. But what I actually wanted to talk about was his whole demeanor and personality was affected by this injury. And it actually scared me and alarmed me at the time because, you know, when you see the fight go out of the dog, that's when you really worry. And, you know, he was sad. He was depressed. And, you know, again, I posted a lot of his progress over the months. You know, he was, again, in the stability leg brace until he chewed it off that leg, too. He had to be helped to walk using a sling harness to keep that weight off his legs because he couldn't put any on himself. You know, his right leg was already, you know, just going through the conservative care from the year before, so it wasn't really a super sturdy leg for him to be putting all the weight on. So there was a lot of things going into his rehab. He was on medication at first, but then we weaned him off of that as soon as we could, and he went on to natural supplements. And, of course, one of them was recommended by my own veterinarian, who's been wonderful through all this, laser therapy. And, you know, I don't want to call it massage because it's not professional massage, but, you know, I pet him and try to relax him down and rub down, you know, his back and his legs. It's been a long road, but one of the first things to return was his spirit and his demeanor, you know, and that to me gave me the sign that, you know, these therapies were working because, you know, he was becoming happy. You know, at each little milestone we had, you know, I can see the little spark come back in his eye. And, you know, as he had a treatment, his personality came back a little bit more, and then, you know, more and more until, you know, he can go into what I call, you know, the give fighting mode, you know, but it's been a long haul. And I wholeheartedly believe that these treatments help them mentally as well as physically. And, you know, what I wanted to hear from you is, what is your view of how well a dog can help themselves heal when they have a positive, happy mentality? And, you know, how often have you seen these massage treatments affect the dog in this manner as a whole dog?
Yeah, that's a great example that you just gave, and one that I see in kennel arrest. The dogs become depressed, they give up, their will to heal can even dwindle. So obviously this is not an ideal situation for them, but once they feel that they are surrounded by love and support, but also when they feel that they are part of the team and they are playing a huge role in their own recovery effort, they just bounce right back. And I think nurturing and supporting the self-healing abilities of their bodies is probably one of the most important parts in their recovery process. You know, making them believe that they are part of what we're doing, which of course they are, and it really turns things around for them.
Now, how, like, through the massage, that also, I would imagine, through the massage and the Reiki can help, you know, they're getting the love and support at home and that encouragement. And I would imagine that putting them in this relaxed state would probably really help, I guess, drive that home?
Absolutely. It also stimulates their mind. It also, you know, boredom is a huge part, too. When you're stuck in your kennel for weeks on end, you're just bored out of your mind. And so this is just extra stimulation. This is extra, even, you know, touch, and be it a trained form of touch or not, is just such a huge benefit in the way that animals feels that it's being taken care of and is being nurtured and loved and supported. So that really, really helps them feel like they can, you know, bounce back and start fighting again.
Marta, I just want to, like, you know, send a car for you up there in Vancouver and bring you on down here for a while, because I have a few patients down here that can certainly use some of your wonderful touch and training.
Oh, would love to. You live in such a beautiful area, so yes, make a holiday out of it.
Now, for you, those of you who are tuning in late, this is the Side Vibe on Dog Works Radio, and we're highlighting National Holistic Pet Day, which is August 30th by chat. Chatting with small animal massage and Reiki practitioner Marta Bennett, who also owns the All Paws Massage in Vancouver, British Columbia. She's also the mom to Epi Husky Rocco, who she treats with massage. And you can follow Marta's community page of the same name, All Paws Massage, and that's PAWS, on Facebook, and also check out her website, www.allpawsmassage.ca. I'll be sharing her info, again, on the Five Sides blog. We do have a post up today that posted after 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And that's at 5sides.blogspot.com. And also the information will be over, of course, on our 5sides Siberian Husky Canine News and Reviews Facebook page and on dogworksradio.com under the 5sides show tab. And while you're there, be sure to enter the giveaway that we have going on that is being sponsored by House Wolf, and that is the Get Your Dog Healthy with Natural Treats giveaway. And you have to tell us who Rocco is and why or how he inspired Marta Bennett to pursue her current profession. It's a question that needs to be answered, and you can leave a comment on the blog and or over on our Facebook page, but be sure to fill out the giveaway, which is a raffle copter, so it will be a random giveaway, and we'll have three lucky winners. One each will receive one of those great bags of House Wolf treats, and we'll also include a Live Give Strong Canine Epilepsy Awareness Bracelet. Now, I do, before we go into the final wrap-up, I do have another question for you. I just want to check in with Robert. Robert, is there anything that you wanted to ask Marta at all about massage or Reiki or even, you know, maybe benefits of it on the athletic sled dogs for the Iditarod?
Well, yes, I do have a question about massage. Dorothy, you said that you just do it. You're obviously not trained to do so. Marta, is there a wrong way to do this? And if there is, can you cause harm?
Good question.
In terms of massage.
Yes. Absolutely. So there's a couple of things to look out for. You know, if your dog is older, if there's already pain and there's a medical condition that you're not aware of, you can absolutely cause harm, even with a gentle approach. The other thing is using too much pressure, using pressure on areas you shouldn't be using pressure, trying to move limbs in a way they don't move. So all these things, I mean, if you're not using common sense and if you're just being too rough, you can absolutely cause damage. But when there's already problems like seizing muscles or any other torn muscles, you can definitely do more harm. Yeah.
It's a really good point. And I just wanted to clarify that I don't actually do massage. I basically like will pet him and gently rub his back, you know, because I don't know anything about massage. But, you know, and again, I would love to, like I said, let's have Marta come here and do it because I think that it would be so beneficial. But in elaborating just a little bit more, there, as far as just petting your dog and keeping them calm and touching them, which is very different from massage, that would be an okay thing to do, I would think, as long as you're – because that's just
absolutely
basically what we're doing every day.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're touching our dogs every single day. And, I mean, as long as you're using common sense and you're being gentle and you're not trying to do deep tissue massage,
Yes. No.
I mean, that's – again, that's what we do every day, and that's why, you know – what they love. So, yeah, just common sense, and they'll be happy.
That's great. Like, I guess we can call it a feather light touch, unless you have a professional massage therapist there to do actual massage, would probably be the best
exactly.
way to put it. And Robert,
exactly.
you have anything else that you'd like to ask before I finalize
today? Yes, one final question in regards to cost. What should people look for in terms of cost for a basic massage session? You know, when you think about it, for a person it's, you know, 50, 60 bucks an hour or so. What is it for a dog, and how long is a session typically?
So it varies. Obviously, I'm sure that in the States the pricing is a little bit different, and in Canada it might be different. I would say on average it is the same as for a human. Sometimes it might be a little bit more just because there are fewer practitioners, and also because, you know, your human patient won't bite you. So there's also
at least you hope they won't.
At least you exactly. So for myself, I charge $40 Canadian again, $40 for a half an hour and $65 for an hour. And it varies greatly from province to province or state to state.
All right. Now, Marta, I wanted to also mention that you write the blog A Husky Life at www.bitesandtails, that's BitesandTales.ca. And, you know, I love blogging. I think it's a fantastic community we have. And I wondered if you can just tell us a little bit about your blog and the subjects you cover over there, which I'm assuming your massage and Reiki is part of.
Yes, actually, I haven't written much about it, and it's probably because I don't, lately I haven't had much time to blog in general, but it's something that I would like to cover more. But in addition to Rocco, we also live with two cats, and it kind of started out as a photo journal of Rocco and his adventures and some cute pictures of the cats, but I've also, with time, it evolved to encompass some health and training tips, product reviews, a travel diary, and some local recommendations for either places or businesses that I like in our city in Vancouver. So, but definitely time allowing, I will want to also include more topics on massage and Reiki and maybe some do-it-yourself at home techniques that people could take away from it.
That'd be great. Now, if you do that, let me know, and I can let our listeners and our readers know, because I'm sure that they'd be really interested in, you know, hearing about those.
Will do, yeah.
Now, I want to take a moment to thank our wonderful guest, Marta, for joining us today, and also a huge thank you to all our Five Sides listeners, readers, and fans for supporting us and enjoying this show. We hope to keep the wonderful vibe about Sides going for a long time to come, and thanks for joining us in celebrating our second anniversary. You know, be sure that you pop over and, you know, get into that giveaway. And I also wanted to thank the fabulous House Wolf Bakers, Ralph and Ken, along with their beautiful huskies, Keisha and Struga, for sponsoring their delicious, wholesome treats for our anniversary giveaway. And a heartfelt thanks to my co-host and DogWorks radio producer, Robert Fordo, for encouraging me to do the show and supporting me along the way. And just thanks to everyone for joining us in this celebration. And again, don't forget to pop over to the blog or Facebook page and leave a comment answering who is Rocco and why or how did he inspire our guest Marta to pursue her current profession. And that way you can get entered into that giveaway. And, you know, we just really want to thank everyone for joining us. It's been a great 2 years, and I hope we can do this for a long time more. Right, Robert?
Of course.
And I'm really looking forward to the being on air 24 hours so people can tune in anytime on Sundays. Is that right?
Yes, your day, the Side Vibe, will be Sunday. So next Sunday, make sure to tune in at dogworksradio.com and just figure out what we can how we can help our listeners out there with information and good guests and giveaways and the whole nine yards.
Right. So if you ever miss a live, you know, episode, don't worry, because you can catch them over on DogWorks Radio. And Marta, thank you so much. It's been an informative hour. I really appreciate all your tips, and I know we'll be in touch for sure. And I hope that Rocco stays healthy and seizure-free. But it's been great having you on. Yeah, definitely. But thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Until next time, be safe, be happy,
and
be healthy. Yep. And
Thank you, guys, and we'll see you next time.
Take care. Bye-bye, everyone.